Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller, recording on Wednesday, the 5th of December at 9:47 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at some of the highlights here today. The really big story in Asia was China, and after the new government's first meeting ended on a high note, the Chinese Shanghai Comp Index soared nearly 58 points, and that's 2.87%. Now, there are some other lesser mainland Chinese indices that rallied approximately a full percentage point more than that, but obviously that's a huge upward dynamic. And it rallied back to the level a couple of weeks ago when we saw a smallish upside key day reversal, but no follow through. I commented on it at the time and wanted the follow through and was disappointed when it didn't come. So we went a little lower, but we've rebounded here today to get right back up to the level of the upper side of that that key reversal. Now, that's the technical side, and I think it's fairly convincing. It's been easy to preempt the end of this long, about 3 1/3 year bear market here. I think you go right back to August 2009 when the Chinese monetary authorities put on the brakes, and that killed its strong rally in response to the 2008 crash. And really, basically, we've had a long, long series of lower rally highs subsequently. Now, those still haven't been broken, but given the actions that are actually occurring, I think they will be broken. And there's a difference this time. The three big sectors in that Shanghai Composite Index are banks, materials, and properties. Now, they're in all the Chinese indices, but to a lesser extent, well, all the broad ones at any rate, but to a lesser extent, their weightings, in other words, are smaller. And we don't really get a sustained recovery in a market without the banks participating. And I think given the industrial powerhouse that China or certainly aspires to be, the materials sector is hugely important, and so is properties. And the government has taken a nod in their favor. So I think this is it. I think we've seen the low in China's stock market. Now, if so, we need to see some further confirmation. I would hope that that would include some additional gains this week. And I would certainly not expect to see a big retracement of the rally if this is the bottom, as I'm forecasting. And I'd like to see it move above the 2200, where we see a couple of other recent highs over the last few months, and take that out. And so break the progression of lower rally highs, basically. Now, I think it's going to do that. The shape of the uptrend, how much base it actually adds. Well, my guess, and you can only guess on this, but my guess is that given the size of the overall downward move, this upward dynamic coinciding with the with the new government concluding their first major meeting, and given the low valuations that we have in China, and that economy is still growing, probably not as fast as the government says, but what would you say, 6%, 5% at worst? The official figure is above 7%. Well, it is still growing, and there are plenty of Western governments, all of them, in fact, that would, they can only dream about the growth rate that China has. Of course, emerging market economies are likely to have stronger growth rates, particularly during good periods, but China has held up with its growth during some of the not so good periods overall. So what might we see? Well, we've had a bear market here of over 3 years duration. That's fairly long. And so I would think that we're going to probably see a recovery, just a technical bull market would really probably see a gain. It could easily see a gain of 100%, I would say, within the next 2 to 3 years. So I think this could be actually a major move here overall, and it's very important because this is the world's second largest stock market in capitalization terms. And there's talk about more the development of more cities and another 300 million people who will be moving into these developing cities. So I don't worry too much when they're temporarily overbuilt. And I think this is having been by far the world's worst performing major stock market in recent years, and one of the worst performing stock markets over the last 3 years against all candidates. But still having that attractive overall GDP growth rate. That this is going to be a significant recovery, and that will have widespread implications. Now, in the very short term, we may see a little bit of profit taking in some of the smaller ASEAN sector stock markets that have just been relative strength standouts throughout. They're short term a little overbought, so they may consolidate, and that would just be healthy for their own patterns. Might consolidate over the next few weeks if China does what I think it's going to be doing here fairly soon. And but China, watch it go from being a worst performer to a best performer. That's what usually happens during these recoveries. And the only question mark over that will be how much of a base do we actually get, in my opinion. And of course, the big upward dynamic coinciding with that first big political meeting from the new 10-year government. Well, you know, these aren't coincidences, and it's a nice way to start the new reign, as it were. Now, that will have bullish implications, as I mentioned before, for a number of sectors, and among those sectors, I would say industrial metals, which are still relatively cheap, although they've seen a good initial recovery, I should say, over the last month or more, led by copper for the most part. That's up to 367, nearly 368 in the U.S. The U.S. price. Now, I also think that the industrial metal miners, I think they're likely to do quite well against this background, and just as long as they've got good properties and reasonably good management. Most of them, if you look at BHP and you look at Rio and look at all the big ones, and they show what clearly look like substantial base formations. They've been big underperformers. They've gone back to being cyclical, very much cyclical performers. I think these patterns will support higher levels overall. And if China does what I think it's going to do, and that would mean some pretty good gains occurring next year, then that will, again, remove one of the other major trouble areas. I mean, there are always trouble areas, aren't there? But I'm talking about really the very, very weak performance. You know, we had the writing off of Europe on the basis that it was an absolute disaster, and the euro was going to completely fall apart, and so on, and Greece would soon be bounced out. And as you're never fuller money views, you will note I knew there was a risk that they could let Greece go, but it was never our primary forecast view. And that situation is doing better. And anybody who has doubts about whether China's market can actually perform, well, look at what the Greek stock market has done over the last few months. It's been an absolute major performer. So the most bombed out markets very often get the best recoveries, particularly if they've got some good fundamentals. And there we have China's growth rate, which I'm anticipating will actually pick up over the next few years. And again, a tailwind in terms of funds available, funds made available for the market. Okay, what else is interesting in here today? European markets are mostly steady, although I see Italy and Spain were down a little bit, but only 0.25% for Spain and 0.5% for Italy. But they've had some pretty good gains, and the important banks index is right up there testing the upper side of its range overall. May pause here a little bit, but it doesn't look all that bad. Maybe weighed down if the U.S. Has further problems with this whole fiscal cliff issue, which is going to jar nerves right through the end of the year, and possibly a little beyond. I hope not. I mean, I'd love to have them settle the whole thing right away, but I don't think anybody ever believed that. And so we're left to, you know, watch this and know that it is costing up Paul over other factors. I don't think it's anywhere near as important as the change that's occurring in China here right now, and I don't think the fiscal cliff issue is anywhere near as important as the improvement that we have seen in Europe and the coordinated effort now to really address some of their problems. Again, it'll all take years, but the main point is that investors, in terms of Europe, were discounting the end of the world, and that's not happening. So that means that quite probably the two of the big worries have eased here. That's not a bad overall background. The focus turns to Europe, of course, and the fiscal cliff, as I've already mentioned. Now, precious metals didn't do very well today. Once again, remember they got hit yesterday, particularly gold, and gold was knocked down. It's not showing on the screen here right now. They've changed the trading time zone. But gold was down into the mid 1680s, and I think it really should be closer to the 1800 level. But again, this is choppy. Bullion is still, well, it's testing. It's just testing that rising 200-day MA. It's given up approximately half of the gains since the last big break to the upside a couple of months ago, and it's I think the overall pattern, as I've said, looks like support building. But I'll never be less than candid with you. I will be relieved when I see gold established above the $1,800 level. And when that happens, then I think the momentum behind it will gradually build for another sustained overall upward advance. So that's what I have been forecasting, and that's what I expect. But you can see where you think something's actually going, and even if you're right, it may take it takes a while for all that to fall in place, and for the world's very varied investors to jump on board with that theme. And I just remind us all that we're in the 16th month of 16th month of this bull story. And really, on average, I think following these very big corrective phases, it's taken about 21 months before gold gets back up to its high and then launches the next upward leg. I still think that's going to happen, but I've almost got my fingers crossed here, and I'd like to see some upward dynamics. More importantly, I don't want to see any lower lows forming on these charts. And those are the main stories. Firm industrial metals here overall, firm industrial metal mining shares. And on that note, all the best.